A city awaits. Abraham, the great patriarch of faith and obedience, the man who had defied the entire world by proclaiming there is only one God. This was the great leader who had founded Judaism and had paved the way for Christ. It was such an honor to actually meet this good man, of whom the writer of the book of Hebrews said, "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would afterward receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city, which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God." Hebrews 11, 8-10. Now I knew that Father Abraham had received the reward that his faith had justified. He was living forever in the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God, and I was there with him. It was too wonderful to fully comprehend. Abraham was a most dignified person who had long white hair and a flowing white beard. Though he looked old, his eyes sparkled with youth and joy. He put his hand on my shoulder and simply said, "Daughter." The smile on his face caused me to know that his blessing was upon my life, and I immediately loved this great man, to whom I and every believer in the world owe so much. Perhaps more than anyone else, it was Abraham who taught us that, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. See Hebrews 11:6. He was one of that great host of patriarchs and prophets, of whom it was said, "But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them." By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. Hebrews 11:16-19. For the first time in my life, I saw the many truths of this verse with utter clarity. God has prepared a city for Abraham and for all of us who believe and obey. Abraham, like God, had willingly offered his only begotten son, fully persuaded that God could raise him from the dead if need be. In the same way, our Heavenly Father gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, as a sacrifice for our sins. He was crucified and buried, but on the third day, God raised Jesus from the dead, and because of his resurrection, none of us ever have to fear death again. Abraham called an angel to be my escort. The angel took me into the powder room, where I changed into my beautiful heavenly robe and crown. Then the Lord took me back to the pond. Each time the Lord takes me to the pond, the moment we arrive there, I begin to sing and dance. But this time, I wanted only to cry. The Lord knew how sad I was. He let me sit next to him, and he began to talk.